Yes, it is. Tripping with the Critic in New York City. Left Charleston at 6 a.m. I've been walking the streets in Manhattan since 8:30. So easy to get here. Doing the little Hell's Kitchen tour, which is near Madison Square Garden, or kind of between Madison Square Garden at 34th Street up to 59th on the west side. Did have a breakfast at the Westway Diner on 9th Avenue between 43rd and 44th, but now have made my way to John Sullivan's Irish Pub on West 35th Street. First Guinness of the day at 10 a.m. Let's taste this. Oh, they pour good beer here. I am going to go up to the Bronx and see the Yankees and Blue Jays at 1 o'clock, but then I think I'm going back to Manhattan, possibly Greenwich Village, and do some more bar hopping there. And I'll be going to JFK later on tonight in Queens. Coming home, direct flight. When in through Newark, New Jersey, I'm calling this the Triple Deuce Tour. It is two states, New York and New Jersey, two airports, Newark and JFK. And also two different airlines, who I will not mention because they are not sponsors of Trippin' with the Critic. We're going to have so much fun. Again, it's like 10 a.m. Hopefully, I will make it to JFK and back in my bed tonight on this tremendous one-day fun day. Yes, it is former Charleston River Dog, Big Aaron Judge up at bat. We have moved to Yankee Stadium. You didn't think I was going to come to New York and not stop by the Big Ball Orchard in the South Bronx when the Yankees are at home. Going to be here for a couple of hours in the Bronx. Then going to hop on the number 4 train and go back to Manhattan. But it's absolutely beautiful here today. It's in the low 80s and sunny. And people are complaining about the humidity. And I'm like, you don't know humidity, even though it is a little humid. So it is a beautiful day. And Aaron Judge with a base hit. But I'm all over the stadium. I got the Chisel $15 ticket, which also gets you a free beer. But in the Bronx now, we'll be leaving here shortly. Go Yankees. Yes, we've made our way back into Manhattan to one of the greatest bars in the world, McSorley's on East 7th Street, the oldest tavern in New York City, established in 1854, still taking cash only, and only two types of beers, McSorley's Light and McSorley's Dark, and you gotta order two at a time. Let us try the light. Oh, still so good. This place is rocking. If you're ever in New York City, this is a must to go to at least once in your life, at least 100 times in your life. But left the Bronx, back downtown in the Village. We'll see where we'll stop next. Yes, we have made our way from McSorley's down to Bleecker Street. I did go past the old CBGB's. Oh, still heartbreaking to see it not there anymore. Made my way to the very famous Bitter End, which has been here since 1961. So many shows here, never played here. Played at Kenny's Castaways and the Village Gate, which used to be on Bleecker. They no longer are, which is also kind of sad, but the Bitter End still going strong, one of the best venues in town, so intimate. Again, another one of these legendary places you should visit at least once in your life. The beverages are still flowing, and it has just been a superb ODFD, the one day fun day. You know what? I might even take the subway through Brooklyn, so it might be four boroughs. So we'll see what happens. Enjoying my time here at the Bitter End. Still got like 4 hours before I have to be on a plane. However, the weather has been so nice. Everybody happy. Tripping with the Critic in Manhattan on the Sound of Charleston, 105.5 The Bridge.